This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam al-Bukhari mentioned that a man came to Imam Wahb ibn Murabbi and asked him, isn't La ilaha illallah the key to Jannah? And he said, yes, but he said, every key has asnan, it has the teeth that you need to have in order to open the door. If it doesn't have the correct teeth, it's not the correct key, it's not going to open the door. And that shows us the importance of knowing and understanding the meaning of La ilaha illallah. And this is what Allah commanded us in the Quran when He said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And let's reflect on this verse when Allah said, learn La ilaha illallah, meaning know it, understand the meanings. And look at the end of the verse, any reflection here. Allah said, know La ilaha illallah, learn it, understand it, and then seek forgiveness for your sins. So why did Allah tell us to learn first before acting? And this is what Imam al-Bukhari mentioned as well. He said that Allah started with ilm, with knowledge. Knowledge of La ilaha illallah before al-qawl wal-amal, before the statements and the actions. Because if you don't have proper knowledge, you're not going to be able to act on it properly. Many Muslims, if you ask them, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? They'll say that Allah is the creator, He's the one who gives life and death, He sustains. And that's only one part of Tawheed. But the meaning of the kalima, the shahada of La ilaha illallah, that there's La ilaha, no deity, meaning worthy of worship, illallah, except Allah. When you have pure tawheed, you stay away from shirk. Because if you fall into shirk, obviously, as Allah told us in the Quran, Jannah becomes haram for you. When you have proper tawheed, you, inshallah, won't go astray. You'll stay firm. Even if you go through difficulties, ups and downs, you're going to stay firm on the path. And also, it's going to help you deal with the doubts you might face. And also, it's going to help you refrain from falling into more sin because you know the greatness of the Creator. And when you look into tawheed and the importance of tawheed and hadith al-Qudsi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, if we were to come to meet Him, Yawm al-Qiyamah, with sins equivalent to anan as-sama, meaning our sins are all the way up to the clouds of the sky, Allah told us He would come to us بِقَرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً, with that which is equivalent to all of our sins. He will come to us with maghfirah, with forgiveness. He'll forgive it all. Under one condition, He said, لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُوا بِي شَيْئًا, that you meet Me, not joining any partners with Me. They understood the meaning of La ilaha illallah. They understood Tawheed. So they got this blessing where all of their sins will be forgiven.